All right. In light of all the teaching and truth about the oneness of the universal church, one body, one baptism, and so on, many cults, antagonists, even those inside the church, wonder about the tremendous diversity and disagreement in doctrine and practice manifest since the first century. That statement is meant to be understood as a question. Okay, the question, I suppose, is why is there so much diversity in the church? Well, the Bible is a complicated book. You have to admit that. Any book that is about God is obviously going to be a complicated book, isn't it? And there are many issues that Christians have fair disagreement about. However, the essential message of the Bible is crystal clear. This is a standard. I was riding on the bus down to Cork, sitting talking to a young university student. She said to me, "Well, you have your interpretation. The Catholic Church has their interpretation, you know." I said, "Well, I've heard that quite a bit, actually, and let me point out something to you here. If I said to you, let's have lunch tomorrow at 12 noon, and you said, fine, I said, we'll meet in front of the town clock here, fine. So at 12 noon, I'm waiting by the clock, 12:30, quarter to 1, 1 o'clock. Finally, I call up and say, what happened? And you say, what do you mean? I said, well, remember we had a conversation yesterday, 12 noon, for lunch, meet you at the town clock. And you say to me, that's your interpretation. Well, you don't have to interpret a plain statement. There are things in the Bible you need to interpret, but the essential message of the Bible you don't have to interpret. All have sinned. You don't have to interpret it. You believe it or you don't, right? The soul that sins dies. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Those are plain statements. You believe them or you don't. So, the essential message of the Bible is clear. And all true believers agree on those fundamentals. If they don't, they're not Christians. The fundamentals are one God. God is a Trinity. Christ is the Son of God. Men are sinners. They need to be saved. Christ is the only Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Things like that. The authority of Scripture. Every true believer embraces those truths. Now, there are lots of other things that we disagree on. Partly because the Bible is complicated. Partly because, and again, I've got a whole section in here on why people get off the track relative to doctrine, and partly because people have a vested interest in something not being true. There are people who don't want certain things in the Bible to be true. Partly because of the way they look at Scripture. If you don't make a distinction between Israel and the church, you've got a different Bible than I do. You'll see things differently. You'll see baptism as a New Testament counterpart to Old Testament circumcision and all sorts of things. So if you don't make those distinctions between Israel and the kingdom and the church, then you're going to see things very differently. So there are, we come to the Bible with certain preconditions, you see, and that affects how we see the Bible. But let's remember, again, the fundamentals are clear and every true believer agrees on those fundamentals. We all agree on the blessed hope. We don't agree on the schedule. But we all agree that the blessed hope of the Christian is to be with Christ and like Christ, right? Every believer holds that. So the fundamental issues are the same. So when we talk to an unbeliever and they say, what's with all this diversity? Say, well, first of all, the essential message of the Christian church is the same wherever we go. And if it's not, then it's not Christian. It's not truly based on the Word of God if you don't accept those fundamental doctrines. Yes, there is a great deal of diversity because you'd expect the Bible to be a complicated book. If it's a book about God, it's going to be a little more complicated than physics or chemistry, which are just some of God's toys. So we're going to have to study the Scripture, and we're going to have to allow the Spirit of God to teach us these things.